Okay, we're learning Tanya. Page 298, we're in the middle of chapter Kof Tes of Yigeas HaKodesh, the Holy Letter, which begins with Eishes Chai L'Teretz Bala, a woman of worth is the crown of her husband. And the Alter Rebbe is explaining about the concept of Keser, the concept of crown, asks a question as to why it is that the crown of the Torah, it refers to the halachas of the Torah, the laws of the Torah, and associated concepts. So this chapter is dealing with the idea of keser. Keser literally means crown, and it also refers to the rotzon elyon, the supernal will, as it's translated, the will of God, which in the koichas hanefesh, in the characteristics or abilities of the soul, we have different capabilities. We have the concept of tainuk, which is pleasure, the concept of will, rotzon in Hebrew, and then you have intellect in the form of chachma bina das, and then you have the emotional attributes of the seven well-known attributes which we talk of many times, from chesed through to malchus. So there is a qualitative difference between the two first mentioned ones, which are pleasure and will, in the sense that they are, in Hebrew they're called makifin, that means they are powers which are in a certain sense transcendent. So for example, when a person thinks of something, uses his intellect, the question is, why is he thinking about that particular thing? And the answer is that there is an even more superior power within him, which is the pleasure and the will, the power of pleasure and will, which is directing the direction in which his intellect should work. So that is why different people are interested in different subjects. It's the will which determines what subject a person is interested in. And in turn, it is the pleasure of a particular discipline that interests that person, that determines their will to actually think about and study that particular study. So we see that these two powers of Einig and Rotzen, pleasure and will, are superior in a certain sense. So the same, we understand God's attributes from our own, so we therefore understand that God's attribute of Keser, which is in other terms the divine pleasure and divine will, are obviously on a higher plane than the other attributes of the intellectual attributes of wisdom, understanding and knowledge, and the emotional attributes. So the Alter Rebbe explains, V'hine Ratzon Elyon, we're on page 298, three lines from the bottom. The supernal will, blessed be he, mechuna, v'nikra b'fi chachma emes b'shem keser elyon. It is called by the sages of the truth. That terminology is used for Kabbalistic teachings. So it means the Kabbalists use the word keser elyon, the supernal crown, to refer to the divine will. Uvoi tarach amudi'ar v'chulu. And they say that there are, the numerical value of Keser is 620. Kof is 20, Sof is 400, Resh is 200, and that is Tarach. Tof Resh Chof, which is the same letters as Keser, but in a different order. 620. What is the 620? Well, this actually refers to the 613 mitzvahs and the seven rabbinic mitzvahs, which when you add them together makes 620. So somehow the mitzvahs are directly connected to the keser, because it's the same numerical value, 620, and keser in turn means the crown, and that in turn is referred to as the divine will. So what we have to say is that the divine will has willed that we should keep these 620 commandments. Pirush, Derech Moshel. So to explain it by way of a parable, Kamashiesh Amudim Bebeis Choyma Godel Nitzavim Ba'aretz Roshem Mechubelat Betikra. Let's imagine that you have a very large hall, and that such a large hall with such a wide roof that you need pillars to support the roof. Yeah. Many buildings are like this. We understand this very simply. So the answer is that these pillars are from the ground to the roof. They are a connecting object from the very lowest level to the very highest level. So this gives us an idea of the Tarach Amude Or, the 620 pillars of light. This is connecting the top, the Tikra, which is the roof, which is like the crown of the edifice, to the very bottom, which is the practical mitzvahs that a person does in their daily lives. Kocha mamish haderech moshel kese elyon baruch hu, hu lemaile lebechinas madregas hachochma. Similarly, by way of this parable, the higher crown of blessed be he of Hashem is higher than all the levels, including the level of wisdom. Vehu miloshen keseres. So the word keser is like the word keseres, which means a crowning feature. Shumachdir umakif ala meichin shebarosh, which crowns and surrounds the intellect inside the head. So this is why the physical crown is used as a moshel. Because let's take the brain. The brain is inside the skull. And the skull is housing the brain, is surrounding the brain. And the hat, or the crown, is actually on top of the skull. So the crown represents this surrounding force, which is superior to and transcends the intellect, as we said before. Shein b'chines chabad, so what's inside the head is the brain, the mind, which is chokhmah bina das, which is wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And this divine will encloses itself in the 613 commandments of the Torah, for Zayin mitzvahs derabbanan, and the seven commandments of the rabbis. Sherubam kikulam hei mitzvahs ma'asiyos, because most of these laws of the Torah are practical mitzvahs. Why he says that is because some of them are not practical mitzvahs, and because they depend on speech, and some of them even depend on thought. But that's why he says most of them are practical. So this, you know, like putting on tefillin and giving charity, they are not intellectual, they are practical mitzvahs that you physically have to do. V'gan matluyas bedibur, and even those mitzvahs which are connected with speech, such as saying the Shema, are kaim alon dakim esos of having maisa. But that's also connected with some practical act, because we have a principle that the movement of the lips is reckoned as a deed. And even in the ones that are connected with thought in the mind, or of the heart, emotions, like loving God and fearing God and so on, but we have to realize that the mitzvah is given in to this physical world, to a physical person, and he has got the choice of whether to turn his heart to good or not. So even the mitzvahs which are dependent on thoughts and emotions have a physical manifestation, in that they are being emoted or thought of by a person who is a physical being. Whereas the soul, which is disembodied, which is not in a body, the soul before it enters the body or after it's left the body, does not need to be told to love God and fear God. It's a natural thing. So it's only when there's a physical body that you need to be told to love and fear God. Hence, the mitzvahs in machshava are also connected with the physical. So it comes out that the mitzvahs are, by way of example, are like these pillars which are supporting the roof of this major building. They are standing, they are connected to the top of the top, which is the God's will, and they lead right down to the very bottom, to this physical world. And so they're like spiritual channels which surround and enclose the soul of a person, And these are hollow, meaning that they can draw down godly life force into the person. Ay ruchai, ay nafshai, or it's in his... The neshama, of course, has got different names. So we have the name neshama, we have the name ruach, spirit, nefesh, soul. Kishemechai kaima mitzvahs, when he does the mitzvahs, he's connecting up with the source of those mitzvahs, which is the supernal will of God. V'derech amudim eile oilen anaran shaloi, avdruma ma'alis litzra b'tzra chayim es Hashem. And through these pillars, which are like hollow, they're like channels, his nefesh, ruach, neshama, goes up and is connected to be bound up with the everlasting bond of life with God. Pirish, liya tzuruas umunubashas b'hara keser hurotz na'erim baruch hu. And what does that mean? That means to be bound up and enclosed within the light of Keser, which is the supernal will. And through this garment, one is able to perceive the pleasantness of God, the pleasure of God's presence, the tzachtzachos, and the refined, subtle light of God, shelamayla mimalas hakesa, which is even higher than the crown, ve'im pnimiyusa adarech moshel, which is the inner aspect of godliness in the crown by way of example. So what it's saying is that through doing the mitzvahs, we connect ourselves with a very, very high level of godliness, which is called the makif, and this is the rotzon elyon, the supernal will, and even higher than that. But this enables us to attach ourselves to that level. And even though we've explained elsewhere that the mitzvahs are the inner aspect of the supernal will, so he's explaining how it is that we're just saying that the mitzvahs connect us up with the supernal will. And in another place it says that the mitzvahs are the inner aspect of the supernal will. His answer to that is, there are different levels, there are myriad levels, and there are like wheels within wheels, that inner and inner to the outer and outer. So in other words, it's like levels within an onion, for example.
Right.
So you've got an onion with an outer skin, you take away the outer skin, there's yet another level. Take away that, there's another level, and another level. So when you cut through the outer level, yeah, the outermost level is outer. But the next level in is inner to the outer, but outer to an even inner one. And that's what he means here by inner and inner, and outer. It's all relative to where it is in position, to anything lower than it or higher than it. And also the seven rabbinic mitzvahs are not reckoned as a mitzvah in their own right, because it says do not add on to the 613 mitzvahs. So how is it possible to have another seven? The answer is they're not another seven. They are in fact included in the 613, and they enclose the 613, the 613 levels and powers in the nefesh, ruach, neshama, the soul, and the spirit, and the soul of the person. So what it's saying is that really, there's a kind of paradox here. In a certain sense, the seven mitzvahs of the rabbinic mitzvahs are counted on their own, and in another sense, we can't say they're on their own because we're not allowed to make new mitzvahs. Therefore, we must conclude they're part of the 613 as well. So they're a kind of hybrid. They're part of the 613, but they have a known existence as well. They add to the number to make 613 plus 7 makes 620, which is the numerical value of Keser. And that's what it writes in the Zohar, in the Seder Bikude, page 229 on side 2. That's what it says in the Zohar, that these good deeds that a person does draw down from the light of the shining, the supernal shining of his garments, and they see the one that does the mitzvah sees it, obviously not necessarily before Mashiach comes, but certainly afterwards, and they see B'nayim Hashem, a level of pleasantness and joy and satisfaction of being with God, which is indescribable, and yet the person is able to experience it through the fact that they have done the mitzvahs. Again, the Hossam Mayri began Eidna Tachton, Shalavushim Shom, Heine Mitzvahs Maisis Mamash. And even though in the Zohar over there it's talking about the lower level of Gan Eden, because the Hasidic teachings describe how there are two levels of Gan Eden. The Gan Eden literally means the Garden of Eden, refers to heaven, but there are in fact two levels of Gan Eden. Gan Eden Elyon, the higher Gan Eden, Gan Eden Tachton, the lower Gan Eden. So in the higher Gan Eden, the Halavushim Heimer Usa Vakavana delivered by Raisa Vatulusa. So that in the lower Gan Eden we get the light that's generated by the doing of the mitzvahs. But in the higher Gan Eden, the garments that we're able to take benefit from over there come from the kavana, the intent that we have in a mitzvah, the feeling that we have in a mitzvah, the enthusiasm, the connection with in our doing of mitzvahs and our learning of Torah and our davening. As it writes over there in the Zohar, HaKavoni Kavonas Iska B'Tayra Lishmo Me'avas Hashem U'mitzvahs Tam HaTayri Gamken Mechal Mitzvahs Ma'asyas. And the Kavana there referred to in respect to learning of Torah is his mindset when he's learning the Torah, that he's doing it for the sake of God, from his love of God. And no, he's not doing it for his own intellectual gratification. And the mitzvah of learning Torah is also included in the practical mitzvahs. The hakim is sort of having maisa, as we said before, because moving the lips is counted as a deed. Vahir alav kadibah dami, and thought is not like speaking. Ve'eini yotzi yedei chavasa behir levado, and he does not fulfill his duty with just thought. V'chein b'tfila, and the same thing with davening. Obviously, you have to mouth the words of davening. And also, the great advantage of kavana, of intent and enthusiasm, and having your mind on it, over speech and action, is not intrinsic, but it's ela mitzad ha'oras rotzen elyon, because of the fact that when we have the right kavana, there is a shining forth from God's will, as we write in the Likutei Amorim, part 1, that's the Tanya, the first section, chapter 38, at length, see over there.